warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Can you hear me, man? The music's loud. Let me hear myself talk here. I am in God's country. I'm in La Crosse. Fine guest, Brad Paff. Thank you for joining me here at Buzzard Billy's. And if you are coming up to the DPW, if you're getting an early start, you know, enjoying some of God's country, you got to go to this restaurant, Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street. We're going to be broadcasting here until 6. And if, you know, recent history is any guide, I might be having dinner here later. Great victuals. They got Cajun style. You know, Crudy likes to eat. Also want to thank the fine staff. They've been taking care of me all week here, and I just started broadcasting. Evan, in the world headquarters today, screening your calls. And we know there is lots to react to. Obviously, Roe v. Wade overturned. Can't say it was unexpected. My understanding of the official ruling is it very much reflects the leaked version of the ruling. And as I understand it, we are now, it would be illegal to obtain an abortion in the state of Wisconsin under pretty much any circumstance. Right now, it's banned. Because it was illegal before Roe v. Wade set aside the Wisconsin law. So effectively, we revert back to existing law. And that's what Brad Paff was referencing. And I'm sure many of our other guests today will do so. We're expecting Deb McGrath. She is a congressional candidate, a former CIA officer, and also a military officer. We've had Deb in the Bannison studios. Deb's going to join us here at Buzzard Billy's very, very soon, I suspect, here at the table. But Roe v. Wade overturned today, folks. And I got to tell you, this is a little stunning. We are going backwards. We're seeing people lose rights. And I can tell you, I was at a DPW event, first one Dominic and I ever broadcast 3 hours live from. And it was, I believe, around June 6th of 2014. And there was a question before the federal courts, and Barb Crabb effectively made same-sex legal in the state of Wisconsin, or at least put a stay in place that opened the door to same-sex marriage in the state of Wisconsin. It was codified shortly thereafter here in the great state of Wisconsin and across the nation, obviously, by a very shortly thereafter U.S. Supreme Court ruling. And the Roe v. Wade ruling, I mean, that was a great day. I saw the extension of new rights to same-sex couples to do what the rest of us take for granted, get married in the state of Wisconsin. So it is particularly hard here as, you know, I come to greet the Democrats at the Democratic Party convention. I've always looked at this, and that is one of the greatest days we ever broadcast. Not only did we have a great time that night, we got to meet so many of the very first same-sex couples to get married under this new opened right through the courts. And by Monday, we had like one of our busiest shows ever. Man, we had like 9 guests, all these couples, all these loving human beings that finally felt, you know, recognized by the courts. They had rights. They had the right to love who they loved and marry who they wanted to marry. And now they're would be a question in my mind if that right is going to be taken back from those people as well, same-sex couples. Because if I understood the nature of at least the leak ruling, and it pretty much is what they've rolled out here, if I understand the nature of that, if it's not an enumerated right in the Constitution, well, hell, anything's game can be taken away by the courts at the whim of a conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court. And, you know, that's where we find ourselves. Women losing rights, people losing rights, this country going in the wrong direction. And that's where the Democrats find themselves today. And as I introduce you to more of the candidates, and I don't know if you're aware, but we're doing very special coverage all day today, all day tomorrow. I'm going to be broadcasting live on a Saturday night. We're going to keep plugged into the politics. I'll be at the Democratic Party convention. I'm going to have some fine interviews at the table. I'm going to start tomorrow's big show. with Alex Lazary, U.S. senatorial candidate, Bucks executive on leave. Peter Pekarsky, very unique resume. You've heard Peter's ads on our radio station. Peter's going to join me from the DPW at 6:20. The current lieutenant governor, U.S. senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes, will join me from the table tomorrow as well. So I'm very excited to have those three big candidates. Later in this big show, we got Tom Nelson joining me here at the Buzzard Billy's. I can't forget the name of my favorite saloon in La Crosse and Victual Place. Also, later in the big show, I got Pat Kreitlow. I've got Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin. It's his party. Nobody's crying, but it's his party. So Ben Wickler joins us in the 4 o'clock hour. And as mentioned before, we've got another fine third congressional CD candidate, Deb McGrath. She's going to join us very shortly here at Buzzard Billy's. But this is hopefully an engaging electoral issue. This is something that, you know, the Democrats certainly better react to, their base better react to. Women, people that love women, people that have daughters and mothers and sisters, we should all be outraged. We should all take some clear action, but what we cannot be is disengaged from the political process. We can't sit out the midterms. Oh, man, lost some rights. Now I'm really not going to vote. Really? That cannot be the answer. The answer, I mean, man, I got to tell you, I'd be marching in the streets. I got sons. I got daughters. We all do. Or sisters or brothers or parents. Come on, man. Rights over one's body should be, should preclude one's right over enumeration in the Constitution and satisfying a supermajority of conservatives on the courts. So Roe v. Wade overturned. Abortion illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Democrats, what is the proper response? We'll ask them. We'll find out what their response is. Want to also hear yours on the big show. We're in the third CD. We're partying in God's country. Dom will join soon. You could join after the interviews at 844-967-2789.